Report is condemning the use of drone strikes around the world and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people, who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol that you're going to set up on your home computer. But it's going to be coming to you via your mobile phone. And it's what it's going to do is you can use this to plan everything you've got going on during the day. But what sets them apart from the rest of the herd is what they do unbidden based upon your locale. Because they're going to tell you about the things you can't possibly imagine. There's nowhere to plan for. Terrorist attack, rampage shooting, tornado, flash flood, earthquake. It doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. I added this to the show prep right before the show because it caught my eye. We're going into the second tier of what began with Operation Choke Point because the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has granted itself authority to shut down any business at any time. This was empowered because of the Dodd-Frank law, and they passed a rule giving the agency unprecedented power to shut down businesses, no matter what the reason, at any time it wishes, through a cease and desist order. It also puts the businesses at the mercy of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and they cannot go back into operation until government approval or a court ruling is made over an issue. Subsequently, because bureaucratic decisions and court rulings take a substantial amount of time to happen, businesses cannot survive during those waiting periods. I wonder what kind of businesses they're going to go after first. Maybe those ruled by the FDIC as being high risk. In a notice published in today's Federal Register, where all the regulations go, the CFPB has announced it has adopted its interim final rule on temporary cease and desist orders without change. The final rule takes effect on July 18, 2014. They are authorized to issue temporary cease and desist orders under Section 1053C of Dodd-Frank. The provision authorizes a temporary C&D as an adjunct to a cease and desist proceeding brought under Section 1053 against a covered person or service provider. It is effective immediately upon service and remains in effect unless modified or terminated administratively by the CFPB or set aside on judicial review. This comes on the heels of the outing of the Department of Justice Operation Choke Point. You know, with the 30 targeted businesses. From the United States Consumer Coalition, They put out this unprecedented rule created by the CFPB, grants the agency unilateral authority to literally shut down any business overnight. It is a doubling down of Operation Choke Point, the administration's program to target lawful industries by intimidating banks from doing business with them. This rule allows the CFPB to immediately issue a cease and desist order, which terminates all business practices, and a hearing doesn't have to be granted for 10 days. Effectively shutting down businesses for at least 10 days, which goes along with the 10 days your funds would be frozen under Operation Choke Point. So they got caught with Operation Choke Point. Now they're taking a more radical step. This is just the next step in using unaccountable agencies with their ever-expanding agency powers to meet the political goals of the administration. This is a much more efficient way of shutting down lawful industries than just relying on intimidation. It is also no coincidence that this rule was released the day the CFPB Director Richard Cordray finished testifying at oversight hearings on the Hill. This is a direct attack upon the free market system. Now, under Operation Choke Point, okay, that was that was pursued in a variety of different ways. If they shut you down and labeled you high risk, they would freeze your funds for 10 days. In some cases, they just stopped processing credit card payments. And the business owner could do something to move around and try to continue to do business. With this, that's not going to happen. As soon as they serve the order on you, you're closed. Now, not too long ago, I have told you that this administration keeps putting pressure on the American people. And all of these ways for peaceful revolution just keep being chipped away. And yes, we just had a glimmer of hope, a ray of sunshine in Virginia with Dave Brat kicking Eric Cantor out of office. Yeah, that was stupendous. But you know what? They're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. They're going to keep going. This administration's arrogance is huge. And they're going to keep removing all of these peaceful means of revolution out of the way. And I really don't think they understand what that means. Most of these people, this is reminding me of Connecticut, where everybody was sitting, all these politicians were sitting around saying, what, they're defying the law? Now, right now, Michael Bloomberg is paying people to do calls to legislators and senators. This is your cue to pick up the phone and start calling legislators and senators. Because right now they're hearing one side of it. And here's a reason to do it. If you own a Goldfish store, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau can roll in there and shut you down. Just if they want to. Just because they can. First of all, that's unjust. This is not America when they can do that. This is we've gone from the free market to the Stasi. So, well, that's true. but this is your cue. This needs to be on everybody's schedule. Everybody should have on their schedule on a day when they have some time, every week, to make a phone call to your legislator, to your senators, and just unload on them, whether they're good or not, because they're doing it. They're doing it for the gun regulations that they want to see, and we've got this happening on this other side. And they can be reined in legislatively. They can repeal Dodd-Frank. I know there's like, well, they're repealing a law. Yeah, well, they're going to have to start doing something, because They're ineffective. Our government is ineffective. We got a handful of people out there that fight on a regular basis, and some of them get muddy sometimes as far as their vision is concerned. Take a pad of paper, look at your day off, set aside a little bit of time, make a nice cup of coffee, sit down and start calling your people. Calling the ones you voted to represent you, and let them know what you want them to represent. Because every time we don't, they are. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. In the matter of concealed carry, most people seem to want to do it some way or another on the belt, okay? There are a variety, well, not really that much of a variety. There's a couple of other options besides on the belt. Shoulder holsters you can actually get to, some of these deep cover holsters. I don't even know how you get to your gun. I mean, it looks like in some cases with some of these deep cover holsters, it has to look like you're disrobing. Oh, there's a gunfight. Hang on a minute. So if you're talking about on the belt, you basically have two choices. You have inside the waistband, you have outside the waistband. Thanks to modern technology, we have a wide range of different kinds of holster designs and materials. And everybody's chasing what in some cases is a very elusive mix of comfort and reliability and efficiency of presentation and being able to pay for it, affordability. Now for me personally, okay, this is an opinion thing, I don't disagree with that. Anyway, for me, it's going to be outside the waistband. There are a variety of different holsters that will work outside the waistband. I prefer those Kydex pancake styles. In a lot of cases, they have adjustable loop attachments. So if you want the gun to ride high, which means if you're wearing a shirt untucked, then it needs to be high so it doesn't protrude from the bottom of the shirt. Or you need to wear a shirt that looks quite long, hip-hop style, whatever, you know, whatever. Now, why do I prefer to conceal outside the waistband with a big shirt, okay? First of all, when I go to draw it, my first grip works. I don't have to adjust the grip because with an inside the waistband holster, that gun is pressing against you or the backer of the holster, which is there for your comfort. The most comfortable inside the waistband holsters have a huge panel in order to make that work. They're big, big affairs. Nate Square Tactical, Crossbreed, Crosstack, name them. I mean, they just got a big, big back piece that's fitting against you to keep the gun off of you for it to be more comfortable. But when you go to grip that gun, your hand is not going to wrap around all the way around that grip. You will get solid purchase. You will be able to draw it. It's not even anything I have to consider when I'm carrying out the waistband, though, outside the waistband. Even if you practice drawing your gun and changing your grip, however slightly it may be as you draw, there's still plenty of margin for error. Your hands, in a moment of stress, are going to want to ball up into a fist. If it's a hot day, you may be sweating. A lot of things come into consideration. So when you're picking the holster, you want to pick one that you're going to be able to get solid purchase when you grab it. Some inside the waistband holsters are absolutely floppy affairs. I mean, I've got one by Galco, which I bought only because it was cheap and it was made out of some sort of cowhide. But it's called the Stow and Go. It's one of those one-size-fits-all type of guns. Can't reholster it. That's the other thing. If you're involved in a shooting, you're going to have to reholster your gun. If you live in a warm climate and you're wearing inside the waistband, that gun, in a lot of cases, depending on what you buy, okay, depending on what you buy, is going to be pressing up against you, your skin. And if it's a one-shirt affair, if you're not wearing an undershirt or something like that, it's going to be pressing against your skin. But, yes, you can draw effectively from inside the waistband, but that's all going to depend on how much you train with that. The guns do vanish. For a T-shirt, that's probably the only way to go if you're wearing a big baggy T-shirt. However, it is much, much, much easier with an outside the waistband holster to get the hold of the whole gun. Your finger is going to index down the side of the holster, which means as you draw the gun, you're not adjusting your grip. Your finger just naturally lays against the side of the gun. Doesn't fall into the trigger guard or anything because you're not readjusting your grip as you pull it out. It's going to be faster. It's going to be faster. If you're wearing it concealed, as far as what you're wearing, whether you're inside or outside the waistband, you're going to have to sweep that out of the way first. So that part of it doesn't matter. This is not to dismiss inside the waistband carry. I carry that way from time to time, but I prefer outside the waistband. Now, reholstering the gun. Reholstering is as important as drawing because if you're involved in a shooting, when the police get there, you very likely don't want to, you don't want to have a gun in your hand when they show up. So once you figured out there's no more imminent criminal credible threat laying around you anywhere, you want to stash your gun before the police get there. No matter who did what to whom before they arrive. And reholstering after you have used your gun in self-defense, that's got to be a hassle. You're jacked up. Your breathing is elevated. You've got adrenaline coursing through you. It's coming out of your eyelids. When it comes to reholstering the gun, even with the hard Kydex shell inside the waistband holsters, outside the waistband is going to win, hands down. You can safely reholster your gun easier outside the waistband. You can do that simply by, if you're right-handed like me, you just stick your thumb out of the side, sweep back, that'll push your shirt out of the way. Have your muzzle going downrange, low. Have your grip go past the holster, stick it in muzzle first, rotate it, it drops right in. You do want to keep the gun, especially after a self-defense shooting, you want to keep the gun muzzle away from your body. And one thing you definitely don't want to do is be trying to find that holster with your finger in the trigger guard. Please don't do that. Now, we're coming up on the next break. We'll get to the other points about this. But the way you carry your gun and the way you've trained with the way you carry your gun, if you carry outside the waistband when you go train, carry outside the waistband. If you carry inside the waistband and you go to train for self-defense, you need to carry inside the waistband. You can train both ways, of course. Whichever is going to be your predominant way of doing that. And that needs to include reholstering. And when you're training to reholster, please do it with an unloaded gun. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
Indeed. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about inside the waistband versus outside the waistband, we're on item number three now. The first one was grip. The second one was, I can't remember what the second one, reholstering. Third one has got to be comfort and convenience. Putting on an inside the waistband holster. And yes, since I've been working out, it is easier to put on an inside-the-waistband holster. Thank you very much for asking. But I still got to put that on the pants. I got to put the belt on the pants first, and then I got to put the inside-the-waistband holster on the belt. And then I got to drag them up, and then I still got to fasten them around and everything. Then get it reset and everything else. It's a big hassle. Now, I know this. A gun is supposed to be comforting, not comfortable. But, and there's plenty of people that are very happy carrying inside the waistband. And if you're doing it successfully, don't listen to anything I'm saying. But you're right up there. I mean, I've carried inside the waistband plenty of times. And I get in the car, and then it's pressing against me, and mashing. And if you've got one of these, if your car has some of these bucket seats or anything that are designed to hold you in the seat so you can take a turn doing 17 G's, well, that sort of starts to sting after a bit. You know, for me, carrying inside the waistband, I enjoy that the same way I would enjoy a root canal. You're going to have to, if you're wearing pants, for example, which most people that go out do wear pants of some sort, inside the waistband, you need bigger pants. And then if you decide to wear outside the waistband with that pair of pants, then you've got a pair of big baggy pants that are held together, cinched, gathering with a belt. You start to look like MC Hammer. There are two types of holsters outside the waistband that I recommend. Both of them are open top. Since I'm wearing concealed, I'm not concerned at all. Not concerned at all with retention. Because if I'm concealing correctly, nobody knows I have a gun. I'm sorry. But I put on my outside the waistband holster, then I put on my Charlie Sheen outside of the no tuck in shirt, and I have no inconvenience at all. I have no physical annoyance at all. Walking around, no problem. And some of these pancake Kydex ones, Kydex holsters, I can hide the salient Glock 34 with a flashlight on it. Let's go to the phones. Frank in West Virginia. Yes, sir.
Yes, I just want to ask your opinion on shoulder holsters. With a good secure shoulder holster that's not going to flop around and well designed, what's your opinion on that for open carry? And also, two-part question, but I'll let you answer that first.
For open carry, I don't think it matters. I don't think there's a stipulation for that. And if, like, shoulder holsters are really good for riding around in a car.
Yes.
Because you can access your gun when you're in the car and the seatbelt's not getting in the way if you're in the driver's seat. It'll be right under the seatbelt, under the upper strap in the seatbelt. So that's a great way to carry when you're in a car. If you got back issues, that's a great way to carry a gun. I'm about to buy a shoulder holster. what was the other question you wanted to ask?
Well, thank you. I was coming to the same conclusions, and in particular, you know, when you're talking about seatbelt in the way and in and out of the car, or even just, you know, going from your living room to out in the public. I mean, there's just less issues with transitioning, although it might look a little bit odd to the public as compared to what they're used to seeing on the police, you know, strapped on the side. There are some people that carry that way in the state, but you just don't see it too often. Second is, would that be considered concealed by the cops, or would they, I mean, you know, when you're out walking around, it's under your arm. I know you're going to have to be limited.
Well,
the straps
that are going across your back and over the front of your shoulders, if somebody looks at you and doesn't figure out you've got a shoulder holster on, they haven't seen Miami Vice.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Special of the Bren 10, huh?
right. Larry Pratt swears by Kramer rigs. Larry Pratt, executive director of Gun Owners of America, carries his gun everywhere in a Kramer rig. The one I'm going to buy is going to be the Galco Miami Classic. Shoulder holsters are a little bit pricey because, unless you're buying one of those one-size-fits-all nylon ones.
No.
But at the same time, I'm going to buy one. Those two, Larry Pratt can conceal a gun in a shoulder holster underneath a dress shirt. He does not carry, even in Virginia, he doesn't carry out in the open.
Well, he does it with style, too.
Yes, he does. He looks like he was born in a suit, so.
Yes.
See, I don't, so I'll wear, I'm going to have me. I'll be getting me a shoulder holster very soon. It's a fine way to carry as far as I'm concerned, and a couple of things about it that I like. it's your arms are going to be close into your body when you're drawing, right? You're not having to do any sort of exaggerated motion. If you're trying to seek cover and everything as you're going for the gun, you're not going to be seen going for the gun. If you're wherever your magazines are, they're going to be on your strong side. So when you go to pull a magazine down, it's when you extract it from it, you got about 3 more inches, and then you're in the gun. So it's a very well thought out design. And these types where they have it parallel to the ground, where the gun is running parallel to the ground and not as long coming down your body, you don't even have to use those belt straps to retain it, to keep it in place, because it's just that snug.
Well, good points. All excellent points. Appreciate that. And I was thinking of a custom design and going
what
with
what kind of gun are you going to carry?
Exotic kinds, 1911 or SIG or whatever. I'm just thinking about it, because concealed carry permits and all that kind of puts your target on your back for the bad guys eventually, in my opinion, just looking at history.
Sure.
You know who the bad guys are. You know, if you look at how many people have died in the past century, conservative estimates, 150 million and probably more realistic, over 200 million. So
yeah, probably more realistic, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, you know, I've debated that for years, and it's like, well, you know, if you're in a situation where you have to use it, that's where you really have the problems, in my opinion. Because then you have, because look at every single issue of the NRA magazines and everything else where that some citizen uses a firearm to prevent a crime or to protect his loved ones or what have you.
Oh, they don't even print a tenth of them either. Daily.
No. But the ones they, if you'll notice, it's really interesting. They always say, legally, or like CCW, or legally carrying, I forget the exact term they typically use, but basically they're saying this person has their firearm registered that they are actually carrying it with a concealed carry permit. So, I guess the other situations either don't get reported or possibly the person's arrested and it doesn't, I don't know, but it's one of those things that when the aftermath, I think, is worse in a lot of cases, you know, if there is a shooting, that is, than if there is,
not.
You know, if they, yeah, well, I've got shot at several times out fishing, doing stuff that, you know, typically you would think is low risk, out in the middle of peaceful countryside, just out of the blue. You know, you never expect that. It's not like some, you know, gangbanger neighborhood. And those things do happen, and they don't get reported. I didn't report it because I've reported things before and ended up being victimized by the ones not wanting to do the job.
Or
they show up an hour and a half later and say, yeah, we'll look for the bullet holes. I guess that's about all we could do right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one of those situations. I know they're not all like that, of course, but that tends to be human nature, I think.
Yes, sir. When you go out there and you buy it, you need to call back and tell me what you got.
I'll do that, and I'll tell you, I want something that's going to be, and I recommend this for anybody.
I tell you what, before you recommend that, just hold on through the break, and you can recommend all you like when we get back on the other side. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Frank in West Virginia because he's getting ready to buy a shoulder holster. What were you about to say?
Well, anybody that's buying anything, gear for your firearm or buying a firearm for the first time, just to your listeners, I would say this. Back in the old West, 1800s, man would lay down at least half of his whatever he earned for that year on average, just to buy a good firearm, and that was part of his life. You know, his life depended on it. I think these days we take it for granted, and there is a lot of advertising out there. I think the person should do as much research as possible, get whatever they can afford. Don't skimp. Get something they really, really like. Know that they're going to be satisfied with the first time, because it's probably going to be passed along to the grandchildren, and unless they get into competing on a regular basis, they'll never wear it out. I mean, any quality firearm these days is going to hold up to thousands and thousands of rounds and a lot of practice, more than most people can afford these days. And with leather, I think it's the same thing. You just want to get something you enjoy and like, and fits as comfortable, and like you're pointing out, so many useful utilitarian things we need to keep in mind as well. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you. You have the best show out there.
Thank you, Frank. Hey, when you buy that, though, call back and let me tell me what you got and what you like about it.
I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, we're talking about how you carry your gun. Now, I will grant you this about inside the waistband, because I prefer outside the waistband, but I will grant you these 3 points about inside the waistband. You can conceal a gun more deeply and completely than an outside the waistband holster. It's far less likely to print than an outside the waistband holster. You can, and this is where, this is sort of, for me, this is, it. The outside the waistband holster, it's going to be about material and design. If you get a standard outside the waistband holster, then you're not going to be able to conceal a very large gun. It's going to have to ride high. You need something that rides high. I try to find something where my belt is about midway down the length of the barrel, whatever the length of the barrel is. That way it's riding high. And I was asked about my cant. I prefer it, in a lot of cases, straight up, and I just have it riding a little bit forward, maybe in the 230 position. It's not exactly on the three. It's not 90 degrees away from me. It's almost like a modified appendix carry, if you will. That way, I'm compromising as far as my draw stroke with the way I carry. So you can conceal a larger gun in most cases. And there's always a part where you may be taking your clothes off. With an inside-the-waistband holster, there's a slight chance you can hide that from somebody if you think you might make somebody nervous. All this is going to vary depending on what you like, though. This is all really comes down to a matter of personal preference. What I just described to you is what works for me. What works for me may not work for you. The new rage right now is appendix carry. I think appendix carry has some really good applications to it, but that's inside the waistband. For people on crutches, appendix carry is the way to go because your hand can come down to your front. You can lean one crutch back and one crutch forward, and then your hand is right there. So the way you carry your gun is going to be fully dependent on what you are and what you can do. What works for one guy is not going to work for everybody. Women carry guns different ways because they have different... Your cut of your clothes comes into play. Your physical condition comes into play. How you dress comes into play. Are you wearing a suit? You know, if you're wearing a suit and you have to take off your jacket, okay, well, maybe you... What are you going to do then? Larry Pratt carries underneath the dress shirt. And he gets away with it, but he has to carry the right kind of gun and the right kind of rig, and that's what you've got to experiment with. Yes, that can get expensive from time to time. Now, until she decides and makes a declaration that she is not going to run, or until something happens and maybe there's no way for her to run, you can expect me to start from here on out. And I've already given her a little bit of lip service, but I'm going to pay some special attention to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton has gotten out there and said that we, the legal, adjudicated, credentialed carrying gun owners, the people that get to carry guns, we're way out of... It's way out of whack, and something needs to be done to rein that in. She never articulates a principle at all when she's in candidate mode. She wants everyone, when she's talking, she talks a lot without saying anything. She'll say things like, think hard, think carefully, make hard choices. About what? While you're telling me to do this, what are you making hard choices about? During a June 17th interview with Brett Beyer and Greta Van Susteren, She questioned Clinton about the Fourth Amendment and implications of the NSA spying repeatedly, inviting her to express support for the Fourth Amendment and its warrant requirement. She expressed vague concern, but refused to do anything as incendiary as support any portion of the Bill of Rights. She followed the same pattern discussing Benghazi and every question posed by Baron Van Sestern in a 30-minute interview. She talked for 30 minutes, didn't say a whole lot of stuff. Now, where the Second Amendment is concerned, however, she does articulate. A Maryland school teacher asked her if she thought banning assault weapons or high-capacity magazines would do any good, and she said yes, and then she expounded. First of all, I think as a teacher, or really any parent, what's been happening with these school shootings should cause everybody to just think hard. We make hard choices and we balance competing values all the time. And I was disappointed that the Congress did not pass universal background checks after the horrors of the shooting at Sandy Hook. And now we've had more in the time since. And I don't think any parent, any person should have to fear about their child going to school or going to college because someone, for whatever reason, psychological, emotional, political, whatever it means, could possibly enter that school property with an automatic weapon and murder innocent children, students, and teachers. She went on to say, we cannot let a minority of people hold a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority of people. First of all, whatever you want to be addressed as, and I'm talking to Clinton, nobody has attacked a school with automatic weapons, you imbecile. And I know what you're trying to do. I know exactly what you're trying to do. You're branding us as terrorists. You think that I don't know that a child in a school has a 1 in 2 million chance of being shot at school. You think I don't know that? You think I don't know, hey, child is more in danger on their way to school if the parent is driving them in a car. You think I don't know that either? And you want to call me a terrorist. This is the person I want answering the phone at 3 a.m., which she got to do with Benghazi, and, it was like calling a telemarketer. The only way to thrash this out in the political realm, which is what she wants to see, is to amend or repeal the Second Amendment. That's the only legal way. Even she knows that's impossible, so she advocates passing and implementing unconstitutional law. There's no such thing as an assault weapon, madam, whatever you want to be called. That little catch-all phrase was a purely political creation done by one of the Joshes. I don't really remember that. Once again, no automatic weapon's been used in any sort of shooting like that at all, ever. None of what she advocates would have stopped Adam Lanza, or any school shooter for that matter. They do represent, school shooters represent a very small group prone to violence. The one size fits all is not going to catch them. Let's flip it to the second hour. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.